Now the game where we take cool people and make them finally do something unpopular. It's called Not My Job. This is a true story. During the 2008 presidential campaign, then-candidate Barack Obama came to Portland, Oregon, and drew almost 100,000 people to a rally. And one conservative commentator suggested that the crowds there really came out for the free concert that preceded Mr. Obama's speech by a rather popular local band called the Decemberists. And speaking as a fan of the band, the guy might have had a point. Colin Molloy is the lead singer and songwriter of the Decemberists. Colin, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Great to have you.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, I know this is a terrible thing to ask a musician, particularly one with a big body of work, but for those people who have not been lucky enough to hear you, is there any way to describe your music simply?
Oh, God. I say we play rock music. There's just, I think it's just kind of the easiest blanket term.
Right. But that encompasses a lot of things.
I know.
Well, it's really hard. I mean, myself trying to describe your music, which I love, is like, well, it's so good, and there are trumpets sometimes. That's all I got.
Yeah, it's hard.
If you ask me. You're known for really complicated and fun orchestrations. You have a lot of instruments and a lot of complex musical things going on. And you're also known for really interesting and complex and literate lyrics. Here's an example of a Decemberist lyric. It's from your latest album. And the Andalusian tribes setting the lay of Nebraska alight, till all that remains is the arms of the angel, petty greed, queen of supply side bonhomie, bone drab, you know what I mean. And
that's actually
all right.
Hetty Green, queen of supply side.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this is petty. Instead of petty greed, this is somebody misheard it. Hetty. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hetty
it's
Green.
A reference to Hetty Green, of course. Hetty Green, the late 19th century miser of New York City. Oh my God, she's a mainstay of pop music.
Wanted to correct.
All right, thank you. So Hetty Green would be the queen of supply. It's interesting. We're talking about rock and roll music. This could be a graduate seminar in English literature right now.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't Shecky Green have worked?
And by comparison, here's a lyric from the massively popular Justin Bieber. I'm just sort of exploring here. It's a baby, 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 oh. I'm just saying, I'm a fan, but I'm not, this is not a criticism, just maybe you could go a little more.
I could go for that.
Really?
I mean, I think there's a lot to unpack there. Some
oh, yeah.
Some deep stuff.
By the time you get to the third baby, it's really taken on a whole new meaning, don't you think?
As the doctor said when he delivered triplets.
People have said that you have this big enthusiasm for Victorian literature and sort of themes of that period.
We do Edwardian, too.
Edwardian. Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
A little.
God. Yeah. I'm so embarrassed.
Victorian, Edwardian. Napoleonic era.
Really, you do all that stuff.
They're as different as Andalusian Nebraska. How dare you?
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
If you hadn't become a musician, what would you think you would be?
Musician was my A plan. My plan B was to be a writer. So that was out of college. I pretty quickly realized it were kind of two bad plans to have. Balancing, if the A plan didn't work out, well, I'll just be a writer.
Yeah.
Famous writer.
Yeah.
And speaking of writers, you in fact have published, if I'm not mistaken, your first novel. It's a young adult book called Wildwood.
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting. It's really fun. I've read it. It takes place in a magical kingdom filled with adventure and mystery and danger, except unlike, it's not Narnia, it's right outside Portland.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Impassable Wilderness.
Yeah, we basically, people here will know, there's a 5,000-acre park here in Portland called Forest Park.
Right.
And it is really such a remove to walk into the woods. I mean, you really do feel like you've left Portland, you've left the country, you've left the world.
And if we were to go there, would we find, for example, coyotes in uniforms with rifles?
You may.
Okay. Did you? I mean, one thing I noticed, and I was reading the book and really enjoying it, is that it, for a kid's book, it has a pretty high body count.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe you were like reading Harry Potter. You're going, this is good, but you know what it needs? It needs artillery.
Well, as a writer for that age group, I guess all you can do is base it on your own experience and the stuff that you liked when you were that age. And you know, when I was in second grade, I actually wrote a play called The Bloody Knight.
Did you?
And I think the body count was really high.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think anybody survives in the end.
You actually, I love this. We went over to your own Tumblr site, and you had posted an Amazon user's review of Wildwood, your book, and I'll quote it. I give this book a very strong no for a vast swath of readers, unless you are a communal hippie chomping on granola, worshiping the Earth Mother, and planning on inciting violence to destroy the society you rejected long ago, unquote.
Yeah.
Fair?
I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah?
I was sort of astounded to see that. I thought it was as good a review as it could possibly get.
Yeah.
You know, now that I hear my words written back like that, I apologize. Yeah. That was harsh. It was really harsh.
Well, Colin Molloy, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here today to play a game we're calling...
Hell no, we won't do whatever it is you want us to do.
So your band, the Decembrists, is named after a short-lived rebellion in the Russian army in the 1820s against the chosen successor to the Tsar. Did you know that? Anyway, we were thinking, fine, that's an obscure protest, but what do you know about other obscure protests? Answer two out of these three questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, and maybe have a name for your next band. Carl, who is Colin Molloy playing for?
Colin is playing for Ingolf Noto of Portland, Oregon.
All right.
Ooh. Ingolf.
Here we go. Ready to play for Ingolf? Here we go. First question. In Britain in 2008, a protester named Dan Glass fought the expansion of Heathrow Airport by doing what? Was it A, gluing himself to Prime Minister Gordon Brown? B, changing his name to Heathrow is quite big enough already, don't you think, Glass? Or C, going on a Cadbury chocolates only fast until the expansion was defeated?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the changing the name.
Changing the name to Heathrow is quite big enough already, don't you think? Glass.
Yeah.
Actually, he glued himself to Prime Minister
Gordon. Wow.
He was invited to accept an award from the Prime Minister for his activism, in fact. And as he shook his hand, he had put a big glob of super glue on it.
Ooh.
And his hope was that he would super glue himself to the Prime Minister. And it didn't work. The Prime Minister was just too slippery. All right, still two more chances. Next question. When a British theme park opened an evil clown-themed ride called Carnival of Screams last year, the theme park was protested by whom? A, a group of children who were not taller than this sign, and so couldn't ride. B, actual clowns who marched because they wanted to show that not all clowns are evil, even though they are. See, a group of people who went on the ride claimed they did not scream once and deserved a refund.
I'm going to go for the middle one again.
The clowns?
I think that the clowns kind of get a bad rap, and they would probably not be into that.
You're right. It was the clowns. Very good. Lastly, this is exciting because if you get this one, you win. Here we go. This is a celebrity protest. In order to help save the rainforest, movie star Harrison Ford once did what? A, chased away loggers with a giant boulder. B, financed and starred in a documentary about deforestation. Or C, had his chest waxed.
I'm going to go for... B again.
That would be so sensible.
Right? No? No? Do I? No? C? Really?
We're all making C signs at you.
All right, I'm going to trust the Portland audience here. Go with C.
You're right, having his chest waxed?
Yeah.
You're right! That's what he did! Harrison Ford did, in fact, a video for the group Conservation International that shows him getting his hairy chest waxed while he says, quote, every bit of rainforest that gets ripped out over there really hurts us over here. Carl, how did Colin Molloy do in our quiz?
Colin did very well, Peter. 2 correct answers, so he wins for In Golf Noto.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Colin Molloy is a member of the Decembrists, my favorite band, and the author of the new book, Wildwood. Colin Molloy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.